This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on finally lead paint poisoners are being brought to justice. Having been part of a multi-year, ultimately unsuccessful campaign to force Chairman William Paints to mitigate the damage his production of lead paint had done to low and moderate income communities and tens of thousands of innocent children who were poisoned by the company, I'd followed closely the litigation against Sherwin Williams, NL Industries, and ConAgra, seeking some justice, no matter how delayed. News that the companies had finally dropped their appeal on a losing decision in California on April Fool's Day forced me to look twice to make sure that this was the real deal. You haven't heard much about this suit, and for sure it was not reported in any of your daily papers, but this is potentially huge. So here's the story so you can catch up quickly. 10 California cities, including Los Angeles and San Diego, among others, sued a bunch of the original lead paint manufacturers for more than $1 billion for continuing cases involving lead paint damage for children and others. The California legislature determined that there were 3.5 million homes within the 10 cities built before 1978 when lead paint was banned. Furthermore, evidence established that the companies have known there were dangers from lead paint poisoning since the 1930s, so there were no virgins in the courtroom. The cases are all brought forward on the argument that the threat of lead poisoning to children qualifies as a public nuisance. In California, the cities were looking for $1.3 billion for inspections and remediation. The companies felt they were on a winning streak, having beaten back similar challenges in seven states earlier where cases were either dismissed or rejected in Ohio, Rhode Island, Missouri, New Jersey, Illinois, New York, and Wisconsin. In December of 2013, though, a California Superior Court, Judge Kleinberg, ruled in San Jose. He let a couple of the companies off the hook, like DuPont and ARCO, for example, based on the fact they didn't seem to have promoted lead paint in these specific cities, but rejected the overall defense as little more than statistics and assessed a $1.1 billion price tag on what the remaining companies would have to pony up. Los Angeles would be the biggest winner, collecting over $600 million of the settlement. The companies at the time circled the wagons, as they always have done in the past, all of which made their surrender in April and waving the white flag all the more shocking. So hip hip hooray for California, and relief is on the way for children there. Why did they not appeal? They didn't suddenly get religion. It looks more like the fact that analysts were hammering the stock prices for the companies, depressing their value as long as the suits hung fire, which, with an appeal, could have been for years. Essentially, it looks to me like they simply swallowed a bitter billion-dollar pill, figuring it would go down more smoothly than multi-billion-dollar losses for the total value of their companies while the litigation was pending. But what about the rest of the country? The companies undoubtedly are hoping that this defeat is suffered in silence. Hopefully, desperate victims and hungry lawyers can smell either money or justice in the air and saddle up to take on the fight in earnest once again. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.